Over on Disney Plus and arriving on Wednesday the 6th of March, we have the return of a superhero comedy called Extraordinary, and here's a clip.
It's your new chapter, remember?
So, things are actually going okay for me. I have a boyfriend.
I've given him some tips on how to win over my mom.
Agree with her. She's always right.
This top makes me look fat.
Couldn't agree more, Mary. Huge.
This has been described as Derry Girls with superpowers. That's not a bad description. And it does actually have the Derry Girls and Great Pottery Throwdown actor Siobhan McSweeney in it. It is the second series, and you really do need to go back and watch series one if you haven't already seen it, just to get the gist of who's who, what's what, because it's quite a peculiar universe that it's set in. So it takes place in London, and it's in a world, as they say, where when you turn 18, you get your superpower. Everyone has a superpower, and some of them are pretty strange. Anyway, Jen, played by Mairead Tyers, didn't get her superpower when she turned 18. And so part of the show is about her quest to try and get the superpower. You know, she's very frustrated. She's got a best friend whose superpower is communing with the dead. She's also her flatmate. So she is Carrie, played by Sophia Oxenham. Then you also have Carrie's boyfriend, Cash, played by Bilal Hasna. And he can rewind time. Okay. Then you also have Jizz Lord. Yes, it's quite rude in places. played by Luke Rollison. And he is a shapeshifter who spent several years as a cat. Okay, it's all pretty straightforward, isn't it? So, as we pick up the action, Jen is seeking professional advice on getting her superpower. Last week we had Noel Fielding as Dick Turpin. Well, this week we have his mighty boosh partner in crime, Julian Barrett, joins the cast, and he's the expert who's trying to help Jen. And in episode one, he takes her into a sort of visual representation of her mind, which is very funny. Meanwhile, there was a cliffhanger at the end of season one, which meant that Jizz Lord suddenly discovered that actually he has a partner and a child. So that complicates matters. Also, Carrie and Cash had split up at the end of the last series, even though he kept turning back time to before she'd split up with him. Just lots of great ideas like that. And it subverts the superhero genre in a slightly similar way to the American series, The Boys. So I think it's fresh, original, very funny, great characters. So recommended. But yes, do go back and watch the first series. Hannah, I'm not sure it's quite up your street, but what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, when you said, you know, are you keeping up, that was kind of where I got lost. This is not my kind of thing, which, you know, anyone who listens to this will know. But I do think, you, as you say, you need to have watched the first one in order to be able to, the first season, in order to be able to understand exactly what's going on here. And I suppose in some ways it is, like you say, it's very original. It is funny in places, and you can kind of, and you delve more into the characters. But enough said about Jizz Lord, really, frankly, at that point, when you said that. You don't need to know anymore.